It could be the first time in the world that people conceived using anonymous donor sperm are given retrospective access to information about their biological origins. The Victorian government has handed down its interim decision on granting full retrospective access. After a two-year inquiry, the Parliament's Law Reform Committee recommended that all records be made available to the estimated thousands of donor-conceived people in the state. But now the government says it wants to wait another 6 months and do more research. One donor-conceived woman, 30-year-old Narelle Gretsch, is dying of a genetically inherited disease, and she told Sarah Dingle she doesn't have the time to wait.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I probably don't have the time that they're taking to make this decision, and I think it's absolutely appalling that they can't get their act together and make a decision on the recommendations that have been really well canvassed.
You have a terminal illness, bowel cancer, which is genetic, is that right?
Yes, and on Monday I was given really unfortunate news that the tumours are growing, so I don't have all the time in the world right now, and my prognosis is a few years, and worst case scenario, it could be another year or two. And I just really want to know my genetic background. It's been a 15-year process and journey and battle, and I don't know if I can wait another year or two.
The likelihood is you have half-siblings who may also carry the gene for this condition. What about warning them? Is time running out for you to warn them?
It is. I feel very responsible to warn my half-siblings. There's eight or more of them. What happens? They won't be getting screened, and the hospital have advised that they should be screened every 5 years from the age of 25, and they're all older than 25 now, and if the buck stops at me and they inherit this disease and they've had no warning, then who's responsible for that? The doctors who I just think have really failed us. It's really upsetting.
The parliamentary response said the Parliament wants another 6 months to consult, in particular the views of donors, on giving full retrospective access to this information. Do you think that's a bit of a kick in the teeth?
I do. I mean, I don't know of any former donors. I've never really spoken to any that were completely opposed to, at least giving more information. There needs to be a kind of look into, I guess, the adoption reform, and nothing tragic happened when records were released. This is simply allowing people to know their genetic history and their identity. And they've had all of this time. I'm sure donors have seen all of this coverage in the media about the inquiry. So if they were really opposed to it, I'm sure they would have come forward by now to say, we don't want this to happen, but they haven't.
This balancing of two sets of human rights here. You've got the human rights of the donor-conceived people, and you've got the human rights of the people like me who were donors who signed up on the basis of anonymity.
Melburnian Ian Smith was a donor in the mid-80s. He says he'll be contacting other donors to let them know that the Victorian Parliament urgently wants to canvass their views.
I think people should not be afraid of it. And I think that what they should put first and foremost is the interests of the people who have been born as a result of their altruistic actions as donors, and put the interests of those people first and foremost. I would also say that from what I've seen of the government's response, if they change the legislation to remove that anonymity, it will be done very carefully. There will be support services and counselling services. So it's not just going to be an open slather. There's not going to be people coming and knocking on the door.
That's sperm donor Ian Smith speaking to Sarah Dingle.